The Voice of Sacramento is programs produced by and for the residents of Sacramento and also shared with the world at accesssacramento.org.
So hey now, let's put it all on the line. I'll put my life in your hands if you'll just lend me your time. I promise I won't waste it like I'm down on your spine. Girl, you're running suicides in the hills of my mind. And in the hills of my mind is billboards and signs that read, even if I was just poor and blind, I would still chase you, girl, my legs work just fine. Plus you're finer than a dime, right? Now tell me I'm lying. GP, girl, please, are you with me? I'm on the Q train, right straight into the city. Riding on the subway walls, oh how I miss thee. Just the thought of you and my world goes misty.
Does it shine like you, girl? But when I'm with you, girl, this whole world shines just a little bit better sometimes. Spins a little better.
Sometimes I catch myself on memory lane, and they say I speed too much. I'm trying to outdrive the pain in the rain. It gets confused with my tears. You can't appreciate the view while you're adjusting the rear. Now hold up, I got a clock in the stash. I'm just killing some time, I got a clock in the dash. I'm speeding to your girl like I got cops in my past. Don't you go and break my heart and put my love in the cast. Now check it, I'ma get you out your mama crib, then jump on stage like Lil Mama did, then hush all the haters like Obama did. Anything I'll do for you as long as you honor it. When life hands you lemons, you're making chocolate cake and have them wondering how you did it. Post that body on Instagram, I'll be first to hit it. The puzzle that my thirst, you're quenching what I'm missing. Oh God, I hope you're listening, girl.
Does it shine like you, girl? When I'm with you, girl, this whole world shines just a little bit better sometimes. When I'm away, my baby, the distance drives me crazy. But when you're around, this world spins a little better.
Yes, it's not often I get to talk to you. Play on, player. Play on.
I just do it all for you, baby.
Woo! Yeah.
it all for you, baby.
88.7, The Voice, and some brand new music by Stace. The song was called Little Bit Better, and now visiting us all the way from NYC is Stace. How you doing?
What's going on, Mike? How you doing?
Oh, it's great to have you here. I mean, you've been here less than 24 hours. There's that squeak I said my mic didn't have.
Right. I heard it.
So how's Sacramento treating you, man?
It's gorgeous. It's a beautiful place. I've been treated just wonderfully from everyone, you know. Almost makes me want to move out here, Mike. We might be neighbors. I don't know.
That would be good. You know, we could use more musical talent here. So you have family that lives here.
I do. My sister and her husband, they live here. I have a few friends out here. So I'm not a complete stranger. It's
cool.
Second home for me.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Because, you know, I was just chatting with the gal at the desk, Thorin, my good friend, and she said, what brings you here? And I said, you know, it's the same question that a lot of us Sacramentans ask. Mm-hmm. You know, when somebody from New York City or somewhere comes here, it's like, why do they come to Sacramento? I mean, we love it here, but we always wonder why.
Yeah.
Oh, so I really love that track. Is this music all new?
Yes. This music is new. It's all produced by me. I did all the arrangement, playing the drums, the bass.
Wow.
I'm a true musician at heart, so the piano, just everything. It's a beautiful record.
Yeah, it is. Five songs. I don't know if I saw a title. Does the album have a title? Is it called Stace?
Well, there's, you know what? It's a great question. I actually have a few albums out right now, and I have two coming up, so it's kind of like this landslide of just great music. But that particular song is on the Essentials album, which is a two-part album. And basically what I did is I just curated this ultimate playlist, if you will, for my fans and new fans alike to just, these are the songs that they need to have, which is why it's called the Essentials. So instead of searching through the 100, 200 plus records that I've done, they can just start with these right here.
Nice. So you've done that much. How long have you been at it?
I've been doing music since 5.
Wow.
You know, since I was 5. I didn't start recording until like 7 years ago, though. Because music was so much a part of my life, I honestly didn't see the need to record it, if that makes sense. It was just like, well, why do I want to be a big superstar when I just play music? You know what I mean? And then people, they heard it. They said, hey, you should record this.
Yeah, capture that stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing is, maybe the time frame you talk about 7 years ago was kind of the perfect storm, because that's when I think a lot of indie artists started recording, and finding the means to do so were pretty easy. You know, all these great tools are out there now.
Right.
I think that's kind of a perfect confluence between internet radio. I think a lot of us really got into it big time about 7 years ago, and the musicians started looking for outlets. So I think we just all picked up on the digital era at that point.
It's a new wave, especially, you know, like you just said, with the rise of social media.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of do-it-yourself, whether it be through radio or internet blog talk or, you know, whatever have you. So it's a new world with the independent artist, you know?
Yeah, that is so true. And yet, now that the tools are there and it's kind of equitable, still you have to have the talent. I mean,
exactly. You do.
I mean, I could have the same equipment you have, but I don't have any musical talent, so it would not come out quite as good as what we just heard. So what kind of setup do you have? Do you have a home studio or like a big professional studio? Well, does that work?
I actually have both. I live in New York City, so I have a small production studio, which is basically the size of what we're sitting in right now.
Nice.
It's perfect. It's just a room filled with equipment. And then I also have a larger studio, which is in Atlanta. And that's like 1,000 square feet, and you know, has a lounge in it. So that's kind of a place where I can bring in other artists and musicians, and we can kind of take our time. New York doesn't really offer me that same space because I live in the city. So you know, but so far I have two, and then I also have my traveling, you know, production studio, so I can record on the plane, actually.
Wow.
Which I've done.
Now, is that basically like a suitcase with all sorts of gear in it?
Yeah, well, there is a like a drum machine, which is half the size of my laptop, and then my laptop. So actually all I need is just, you know, those two items, and that's it.
It's amazing. And you have an iPhone. I mean, there's stuff you can do on the iPhone.
Yeah,
these days.
Yeah.
It's
and crazy. I don't, but I've seen some people out there who do incredible things playing music with their iPhone. And I just, you know, technology is just blowing me away.
It's amazing. I love living in the 21st century for that reason.
Yeah.
And I'm doing the same thing. I've got an Android phone, and I'm looking for apps where I can broadcast, and I'm starting to find some. It's like, I would love the immediacy of just setting up somewhere, just in the middle of a park somewhere where something's going on and interviewing people or something.
Right. and you're able to do it straight from your phone.
Absolutely amazing. So what I heard is just basically off of a very mini compilation you gave me, you basically just you gave me the cream of the cream of the cream. You just skimmed some off the top there.
I did. I just I wanted to, you know, when I found you, I just wanted to basically give you a buffet of music, if you will, of just a bunch of different samples and genres. And it's all from me, you know, and it's all the songs don't sound the same.
Yeah.
And just basically see what happens from there, you know?
Yeah. And what genres do you work in? What would you call it?
Primarily, there's alternative hip hop.
Okay.
There's jazz and R&B.
Nice.
And then from there, I can, you know, dip into others, whether it be pop, electronica, dubstep, you know, things like that.
Wow, that is so cool. And you are the ultimate musician. You play everything yourself, but you also have other singers sometimes.
Of course. I'm not one of those artists who want to do everything just to say I did everything. I love opening up the door for other people to come in, and we build. That's what makes music incredible, when you can share something. Nice. And then everybody starts, you know, it's kind of like a potluck dinner, if you will. It's like, okay, well, I brought the fruit and I brought the drinks, and you know what I mean? And then at the end of the night, you have this wonderful song that we, you know, this big pie, if you will, and everybody contributed a slice. And
man, you're speaking in terms that I understand. I'm a big time foodie.
Me too.
You know, it's 4:45 here on the West Coast, so it's getting close to dinner time.
Yeah.
Wow. So you're making this pie, this stew, this wonderful meal. And you know, well, you heard one song. Why don't we take a break and have another course right now?
Okay.
What would you like to hear? You give me five songs. Where should we go from here?
Let's see. Let's do LA Kind of Girl. We're on the West Coast. I think that's appropriate.
Sounds good. We're with Stace, and we're going to hear his song, LA Kind of Girl.
Yeah.
Said I'm leaving, yeah. On the 4 a.m. to go. Gotta chase that sun to Hollywood.
I gotta go.
I couldn't keep her,
no.
So I pushed her out the door. Girl, you know that I'm no good.
I'm no good, but I know.
Ain't no doubt about it. Never could do without you.
Yeah.
My feelings, girl, I can't erase. Too long, right here with me.
Right here.
That's where you belong.
I can't let you go.
Listen, yeah. We used to be so in control.
We so
I fire is growing cold. Oh, but I still want you, girl.
Ain't no doubt about it. Never could do without you.
My feelings, girl, I can't erase.
And even though I'm
I'm
We flew to LA on weekends. We tried to be friends. New York and bright lights fell off the deep end. LA on weekends. We tried to be friends. New York and bright lights fell off the deep end. LA on weekends. We tried to be friends. New York and bright lights fell off the deep end. LA on weekends. We tried to be friends. New York and bright lights fell off the deep end. LA on weekends. We tried to be friends. New York and bright lights fell off the deep end. LA on weekends. We tried to be friends. New York and bright lights fell off the deep end.
Talking to my sexy girl.
Right, new music from Stace, our guest of the hour, LA Kind of Girl. Stace, I like the sound of that one a lot, and I got to ask you, those really low distorted vocals, how did you do that? Is that you?
Yes, that is me. I use my natural voice,
okay.
And then you use a pitch bender, and then you're able to, I can make it sound like a chipmunk, or you know what I mean, or you know, yeah. A giant in a castle, you know, with okay. A really deep voice, so it's... cool effect.
Okay, so you weren't taking extra testosterone pills for the session?
Not that day.
Awesome. So do you write all your own songs?
I do. I really take my time. I, you know, believe in the writing process,
yeah.
and finding deep emotions and, you know, really putting your true feelings out on paper. So
wow. You know. What inspires a lot of your songwriting?
Just life in general. Okay. You know, I get that question a lot. I've been in love. I've broken a few hearts. I've had my heart broken. I know what it feels like to, you know, lose money and be on the quote unquote, you know, the edge, you know,
yeah.
with blues. And then I know what it feels like to win and be triumphant with, you know, great sounding music. I mean, just those ups and downs of life,
yes,
inspire us all. You know what I mean? And I just take all of that, put it in some music.
That's nice. That's really nice. Do you start with the lyrics and then fit music to it? Is that how it goes? Or
sometimes I just start with whatever I have. You know,
okay.
I might hop in the shower and just have a melody in my head, and I'll just go and start making a song based off of that melody. I might be on the highway and just the way the tires hit the da-doom. You know, hit the bridge, and then that'll give me like a drum pattern. It's just it comes out of nowhere and it just starts all over the place. You know what I mean? So there's no set way that I make a song.
Gotcha. And you remind me of a friend of mine who's in Australia, and I interviewed him several weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
because he has a segment on his radio show that he does. He's a musician and a radio guy.
Right.
His segment is called My Chickens Play Music. He's got a couple chickens. He's got like a little tiny drum buried underneath the straw there.
Really?
So he throws some food on there. They start scratching out a pattern. And he builds a song around the pattern.
Wow.
And it's like... It's just magnificent. When you said the tire thing, that reminded me of that.
That's incredible that you're able to take sounds,
yes.
and, you know, basically convert it into a pattern, if you will,
yeah.
and then ultimately come out with the song. That's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, there's artistry when you guys can do stuff like that.
It is. It is. That's you have to know what to listen for, you know, cuz it's happening all around us all the time, all day. A lot of people just miss it. The beauty in everyday sounds, and,
yes.
you know. So
That's so true. That is so true. So you've only been here less than 24 hours. Mm-hmm. You actually have all this gear. You could actually record something in Sacramento this week if you...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We've already started. To be honest with you, that's right before I came here. I was in the studio. We were kind of putting a few things together. And I like to be able to work wherever and just make music. That makes me very, very happy. You know, I've recorded on a train, a plane, in the car. I know that sounds like a Dr. Seuss book right now, but you know, I just like making music everywhere. So, you know,
that is really, really cool. And again, it is totally possible to do these days.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, we know that your tour has been a whirlwind. You're in here, Sacramento, maximizing your time. What have you done the last 24 hours? Because you've been all over the place and probably haven't even stopped to catch your breath yet.
I have not. I think I slept maybe 5 hours. Wow. And that's, what's today? Today's Saturday.
We think, yeah.
Yeah. Today's Saturday. I landed Thursday night. And okay. I think I've, since I landed, maybe 5 hours. It's just, it's a constant, I'm independent.
Yes.
You know, which means I'm not signed to a major label. So a lot of the responsibilities from the booking to the shows to travel, I mean, down to, you know, having money to eat, a lot of that rests on my shoulders.
Yeah.
So I just try to make sure I stay ahead of the game. And, you know, that's what I've been doing for the last 24 hours, just working.
Wow. You
know?
That's the responsibility part that comes along with the freedom. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were over at Sac State
I was.
Radio station. How'd that go? It looked like it was a lot of fun.
That was. You know, I love colleges. The kids are very creative. Everyone has a voice. And, you know, we were actually talking about throwing a party at Sac State.
Nice.
You know, they asked, like, can you play live? I was like, what? Of course. Like, of course I can play live. Like, let's do it. So we're actually looking to do a live show at Sac State soon. So.
Oh, that's fun. So you'll be back.
Of course. This isn't my last time in Sacramento.
Okay. I mean, we're not done with the interview, but you definitely need to come back and visit us again.
Of course. Cool.
Make us part of the regular tour.
We're family now, Mike. So you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
We're family now.
That's great. I'm here with Stace visiting all the way from New York City. We're already running up against the end of the hour. Can you stay for another segment?
Of course.
Awesome. All right. Why don't we play one more song as we take a break here for the station? What would you like to hear?
Let's do Give It to Me.
Give It to Me. I'm going to give it to all of you. Here's Stace and Give It to Me here on Twirl Radio.
Yeah.
If you want it, I got it. If you need it, I got it. And you know.
And if she loves the rain, I would probably be the weather. And if she hate the storms, then it would never pour. I would move to wherever just so I can make umbrellas. Yeah, and here's something clever. You're the wind beneath my wings that's powered by a propeller. Or sometimes, or maybe just one time, let me be your sunshine to make the clouds jealous. You're the only queen in my deck. I need a twin in my full house to make a set. I bet. I play my hand with no regrets. I'm not rushing you, girl, so there's no roulette.
Bang.
For your love, I must confess, I was digging in the crates. Shout out the Lord Finesse.
Check it out.
Would I ever leave her? Never. I put you in the ring like a wrestler. Yes.
Life without your love is like eyes with no vision. Listen.
you have something to say? Say it here. Your community voice. The voice of Sacramento. This is the People's Radio Station. The voice of Sacramento. Community radio for the greater Sacramento area.
Can I have the attention of the class, please?
Miss Robinson, so beautiful. Yada, yada, yada. Stay on my mind everywhere I seem to go. Yada, yada, yada. So tell me now, what's it really gonna be? Yada, yada, yada. Miss Robinson, won't you fall in love with me?
Finest girl in the world, I'm just trying to make a mind. Spend all of my dollars, I'm just trying to get this dime. Buy a lunch all the time, extra roast too. Drowning in the sea of homework like I'm trying to roll crew. House party on Friday, I'm just trying to roll through. Invites at plus one, but I roll with a crew. I'm cooler than a freezer, I'm so high, I'm next to Jesus. Put that on the Bible, whatever she need, put it on my visa. Never skip school, math my favorite class. Taught me how to add up, multiply, I don't subtract. Cars black and white like a penguin. Inside ostrich, it runs like a cheetah. Damn, fever, cop it like a lamb. Dodging all the haters cause I only drive Rams. LOL, OMG, IJS, I'm your biggest fan. I'm tweeting Mrs. Robinson, can I be your man?
Miss Robinson, so beautiful. Yada, yada, yada. Stay on my mind everywhere I seem to go. Yada, yada, yada. So tell me now, what's it really gonna be? Yada, yada, yada. Miss Robinson, won't you fall in love with me? Won't you fall in love with me? Just sing along with me.
Come on, everybody.
Miss Robinson, so beautiful. Yada, yada, yada. Stay on my mind everywhere I seem to go. Yada, yada, yada. So tell me now, what's it really gonna be? Yada, yada, yada. Miss Robinson, won't you fall in love with me? Won't you fall in love with me?
Won't you fall in love with me? Me, me. Won't you fall in love with me? If I ever do find Miss Robinson, you gotta go second because Robinson secondary goes first, you dig? Come on!
Hey, that's Stace and Miss Robinson. Stace is visiting us now away from New York City, a fun song.
Thank you. Thank you. There's a funny story behind that song as well.
And we can say that on the air, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Go for it.
Well, Miss Robinson, actually, the inspiration came from Robinson Secondary High School, which is a high school in Virginia. And I was actually out there, and I was visiting the area. And so I'm at this school, and, you know, these kids, of course, they're high school kids. So they're into MTV, and they're in, you know, to music videos and things of that nature. And word had got around that I was at the school. And so I just had this huge avalanche of just kids.
Wow.
Coming up to me, asking for, you know, my autograph and CDs, because I had mixtapes at the time. I'm still old school. I still like to have physical CDs. And so these kids were getting these CDs. They were taking them home.
And it was appropriate music for kids, and they were just, you know, they were tweeting about it, like, you got to get this CD, you got to get this CD from this guy. So on my way back to Atlanta, which is 10 hours, like 9.5, 10 hours, depending on how you drive.
Okay.
Anyway, so I was going back to Atlanta, and I decided to dedicate a song to the school. So what I did is I took two parts, old and new, and I kind of meshed them together. If you listen to the song very, very carefully, for my older, more mature generation, you can hear Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, interesting. Mrs. Robinson, yes.
in the back. And then for my newer generation, you know, of course, I put in this cool little, you know, hip hop beat. But at the very end of the song, you'll hear this song is dedicated to Miss Robinson.
Yes.
But, you know, Robinson Secondary goes first. So there's like a little play on words, you know, gotcha. And that's the name of the school, Robinson Secondary High School. So I say, Miss Robinson, even when I find you, you will never be the Robinson, you know, of my life. So it's a very fun record. It's just it's one of those pep rally, if you will, type records. So
yeah, it definitely had that kind of vibe to it. A lot of fun. I was wondering what that last part meant. That's cool.
Yeah. That's what it means. So shout out to Robinson High School out there. I love you guys. Thank you.
That is so neat. Mm-hmm. And you know, before the top of the hour, we heard the song "Give It to Me," and mm-hmm. I was asking about the singer, Sheik
Lauren. That's a young lady who resides in Atlanta, and I heard her. She beautiful voice, very beautiful voice, and I asked her to be on the record, and we got in the studio, and you know, and like I said earlier, I love features. I love having other artists and musicians in. So hey, we did it.
Well, it expands your musical horizon.
It does.
As well.
It does.
That is really neat. So who would you count among your biggest musical influences?
Pharrell Williams. He's a genius, and I've even heard that, you know, people say I kind of sound like him, like a new age Kanye West, and going back, The Police, Queen, like those just great rock bands, Solomon Burke, Sam Cooke, James Brown. I mean, you're just talking about some great music.
Wow.
So
that's pretty neat. I mean, what a wide range of musical influences. And I don't know if you've been told this before, on a couple of your tracks, mm-hmm. your vocals sound a little bit like the vocals of Stevie Wonder, a little bit.
You know what? I've never heard that, but I see why you say that. Stevie is just, he's phenomenal.
Yes.
Him, Prince. You're talking about guys who can literally do anything and you know, do all sides and aspects when it comes to music. So thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
And I meant it. And it, you know, talk about those guys in those days, you know, crossover artists. Mm-hmm. We weren't so fragmented in radio back in those days. I grew up in the 1970s. I'll just go ahead and admit it. And I was a kid. And even way, way back when I was tiny, even AM radio sounded good. I mean, you could hear Stevie Wonder and Charlie Daniels mm-hmm. and the Rolling Stones and Aretha Franklin and, you know, and on and on and on. All the same set, and it all sounded good. So people, you know, sometimes are surprised at how much I know about maybe old school R&B, and I say that was just pop radio.
Yeah, back then it was just music. You know, this was before we started putting labels on everything and saying, well, this is this song and this belongs over here, and it's music. You know, and if it feels good, if it sounds great, then put it on. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly.
So.
And we're going to play, right after you leave, we're going to play one more song of yours, and we're going to follow it up with a power pop track. And I love when they just blend together like that. They can and they should.
Yes, I'm all for it.
So, Stace, how can my listeners find out more about you or purchase some of your music?
My website is www.stace, that's S-T-A-C-E, stace.co. And that website will take you everywhere.
You've got a lot of content there. It's really good.
I do. I tried to. I'm really all about the fans. So, you know, I do a lot of, you know, question and answer type things. And, you know, if they have any concerns, I mean, if they want music or where, you know, where I'm going to be playing live next, like I talk to my fans. So I'm on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and I'm everywhere, you know. But if you want to just start on my website, stace.co, not .com.
Don't be fooled.
People like to add the M, like, oh, he forgot the com. No, it's .co, and we'll take it from there.
That's a new thing, the .co, but that's very, very cool. Mm-hmm. And I like the main slogan on your page, which says, reaching every fan, one city at a time.
One city at a time. I'm coming to you. So you don't, you know, I will be at everybody's doorstep.
Stacey's going everywhere. What's a live show of yours like?
It's very, very energetic.
I bet.
I've funny stories. I mean, we can talk about this another time, but I've had people come up to me after a show and say, I should have worn workout clothes because I'm sweating. And, you know, I had one young lady who almost had an asthma attack because she was just dancing so much, you know, and I really believe in that crowd interaction and having fun on stage.
And do you have a full band when you
do? I do. Okay. And again, because sometimes I dabble in hip hop, sometimes I can't bring a live band, so it's just me and a DJ.
Okay.
But when I'm able to bring a full band, I mean, I have a 7-piece, 8-piece with trumpets and drums and guitars and percussion section, and it's just a full sound.
I would love to see one of those. Let me know when you do one of those in Northern California.
Of course.
Wow. That's so cool. And, you know, the big controversial question, we're going to go deep dive on this one.
Let's go.
What's your favorite food?
Pizza.
Pizza. Didn't take long to answer
that
one.
Yeah, pizza. If you've ever been in New York City,
pizza
is, and this is where, you know, if you guys don't know, this is where the pizza does not stand still when you pick it up. It falls over. The cheese falls off the, you know, that's that kind of pizza.
Oh,
so
there's a place in Sacramento called Giovanni's, and they say it's New York style pizza. And I think I know why. It's thin crust, and it starts in your fingers. You end up just kind of picking up with your hands or that's, knife and forking it. Yeah.
That's, you know, it's the pizza you have to fold.
Okay, that's why. That's, they do that.
Yeah. So
is Mob going to take you anywhere for pizza while you're here in Sacramento?
I hope so. I have my my videographer in the studio with me, and if he doesn't, then I guess I won't have a videographer anymore. Hint, hint. I need some pizza over here.
You got to find out what Sacramento style pizza is like.
Of course.
And I don't even know myself. We have Chicago, we have New York, and then we have just whatever. I guess probably we're the whatever style here. Yeah.
Hey, if it's food, I'm all for it. You know, I'm all for it.
I'm quoting you on that one. Stace, it has been such a pleasure to have you here on Swirl Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Seriously.
So what's our last song we're going to hear?
Let's play Don't Want to Talk About It.
Okay. Don't Want to Talk About It. We've enjoyed talking about everything with you.
Thank you.
Please do come back. You're welcome here. The door's open for you anytime.
Of course. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Stace.
Thanks.
She don't wanna walk around it, walk around it. Just wanna be free, please. She don't wanna walk around it, just wanna
together.